into our first interview of the morning. Welcome to the show. If you're just joining us and if you're just tuning in, it's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Bolito on a fresh Thursday morning. It's the last day of October. Where did the month go? We're about to launch into November, and with it, some exciting things on the calendar and an event that I want to make sure that you know about so that you can put it in your diary today, so that you can get tickets today. And, where are we going? We are heading out on the roads. We're lacing up the running shoes, and we're doing it for a cause. To give us the full picture right now, and to tell us what is happening on the 16th of November, a Saturday, in the studio with me this morning, I've got some of the lovely people from Bloom School, an institution that we are big fans of here on Radio Life and Style. And welcoming back to the microphone, no stranger to the Radio Life and Style studio, Debbie Nicholson, fantastic fundraiser extraordinaire. For the Bloom School is back with us. Debbie, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks, Mark. Thanks so much for having us again.
Great to have you in the house. And you brought back up this morning. You've got a teacher with you and Andrea Papia.
My powerhouse.
Andrea is with us as well this morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, are you excited for a run?
I am.
For a fun run?
I'm very excited. I always look forward to Bloom events.
Well, this is a special one. I mean, this is only the second time that this particular run has been done. Last year was the debut, and it's back with a bang. And you've got a great starting point this year. We've got our local running club, the Dolphin Coast Striders. They've come on board, and they've decided to host the thing and to give you a launching off point from their clubhouse. Is that right, Debbie? Am I getting the details?
Yes, we are so grateful to Dolphin Striders, to Mike and Cassie. They've been so accommodating, and they really do support Bloom. They had a big run for us at the beginning of the year and raised funds for the school, and we just wanted to do it from their club this year. So it's going to be incredible, because everybody in the club hopefully is going to run as well.
Now this is going to be, I think, the social event of November, if I do say so. The 16th, which is not this Saturday, not next Saturday,
it's
the next one. And three different events that you can take part in, no matter what your running ability, no matter what your age and stage. There's a 5K, there's a 10K, and there's a 21-kilometer route. All very, very beautiful, very scenic, very well planned and plotted out, and well supported as well. I believe there's going to be local companies along the way to provide refreshments and keep everyone smiling.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, we're looking for one or two more. So if anyone wants to have a station along the way, just give us a shout.
Well, this is a call to action then. If you're listening to this, if you're thinking this is the kind of thing you want to be involved in. And for those new arrivals on the Dolphin Coast who might still be wondering about what Bloom is, what the mission for Bloom Center for Children with Special Needs is all about. Andrea, as a teacher, can you give me the story?
So Bloom is a special needs and therapy center for kids with autism, Down syndrome, CP, mixed abilities. It's honestly such a happy space where kids can feel safe, loved, and truly confident in who they are.
Amazing. And it's got a reputation that extends far beyond the Dolphin Coast. It's known far and wide as being, as you say, just the center of excellence and an incredible environment where kids can be all that they can be in an amazingly supportive setup. And as ever, the need to fundraise and to keep the dream alive is pressing, and so events like this are really crucial to help meet the fundraising goals, and the goalposts keep shifting, and Debbie keeps getting more stressed out. But
this year, Mike, is actually our 10th year. We're celebrating 10 years at Bloom.
Really? A decade?
Can you believe it? When you first visited us, I think it was with pizza at the old where Eden Village is now. And we're now on beautiful new property at Bloom Village, and we've gone from 4 kids to 48 children. So
get out of here. That's amazing.
The money that we're raising now is actually to try and build a hall so that we can have proper assemblies and have concerts at the end of the year and things like that, because we just don't have the space.
Wow. So this is a big one then. This is about making that dream a reality, something tangible, and a chance for everyone in the community to come together and to celebrate 10 years of Bloom and to make sure that it can continue to grow and thrive and blossom and bloom. So this is the thing. And now, if you are looking at your calendar and you're marking it off and saying, all right, Saturday the 16th of November, it's a date. If you're looking at tackling the 5K, that'll be a 6:30 a.m. start. The 10K, or am I getting it right? Is it...
Yes, the earliest one is the 21K at Hoppers 5.
Okay. And then you've got the 6 o'clock for the 10K and the 6:30 for the 5K. Great stuff. Bloom merchandise, of course, will be on sale, so you can look the part. And Bloom's always got the coolest merch. I've got some fantastic Bloom caps that I save for my Saturday outings. So that is definitely going to be something to swing past the merch table. Bacon and egg rolls, coffee, and the bar will be open as well.
Yes, that's very important. Yeah, 7 a.m.
Runners like to drink at 7 o'clock and be in bed by 10 o'clock in the morning.
But you know, hydration is very important for these events. So it's going to be well supplied, well catered for. And if you want to make sure that your ticket is booked and secure, what is the best way to scoop up a ticket, Andrea?
So the easiest way is to head over to our Instagram page. We are at Bloom School SA, and you'll find the post, and there is a Zapper code and a QR. Code,
right there.
Where you can just click on and get all the information.
Super. So that's the Instagram page at Bloom School SA. Look for the QR code, the Zapper code, and all of that waiting for you right there, the information at your fingertips. If you want to find out more about the amazing Bloom School and all that it encompasses, check out the website, which is bloomcenter.co.za, and you can find out more about how you can get involved even beyond this event. If you're a corporate or someone with the ability to come to the party in one way or another, I'm sure Debbie would be only too happy to connect with you and yes, to find out how you can get plugged into the Bloom vision, because, wow, it's a story that we want to keep rolling for the next 10 years and beyond, hey?
Thank you, Mike.
Man, amazing stuff. So, bright and early, it's already down in my calendar, the fun run, 16th of November, so that's not this Saturday, not next Saturday, the following one. And big shout out to Dolphin Coast Striders for being the host clubhouse venue to kick this thing off. I mean, this is normally, we're chatting to them normally on the last Thursday of the month here, so they've given you the radio slot as well.
Yeah, they've been incredible. And also to Arujo Attorneys, as usual, being on board. They're one of our stations already.
Brilliant.
So they'll be there with refreshments and maybe some sweets as everyone runs past.
Yay! And if you want to also jump in and sponsor a refreshments table, as Debbie said, still a few spots available on that front for local businesses with a heart to get involved with this really cool event, the second ever Bloom Fun Run. And already I think it's going to be a smash hit, a sellout event. Obviously, I mean, you got to cap it at some point, right?
But
no. keep it going. Keep it
keep
rolling.
Going, keep
All
going.
Right. We want everyone to be there. Lace it up. Get your running shoes on. Bring the dog on a leash. Get the pram. Bring the whole family and make it a big social morning. And we will see you on the streets. Well, down at the Dolphin Coast Riders,
yes,
Clubhouse for a cool kickoff on Saturday the 16th of November. What do you say, ladies?
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to it.
Yay. And we're looking forward to seeing you there and running.
In your Bloom socks.
You better believe it. Oh, the Bloom socks are the best. Talk about cool merchandise. Got to get you some Bloom socks. And remember to check out the Instagram page at Bloom School SA for all the details. Get your ticket today.